Why does it matter if somebody else does or does not accept you if you accept yourself?
A lot of the acceptance is conditional.
How are you showing up? Were you showing up as yourself, or were you showing up in a way where you think this is what will be accepted?
You did a good thing, so you're good. Mm. You did a bad thing, so you're bad.
Oh, I need to sage this. This got insecurities all over it.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah. Action.
I was at work and I was talking to another black person and they were describing how black people are. And basically what I gathered from the conversation is like, they gravitate toward being around more white people. And in their experience, that's because white people are the ones that accept them. And the black people, they don't accept them how they are. And I'm just sitting there like, you know, y'all know I'm real. I'm blackity black, you know, like I'm for the people.
You see the afro.
And I was listening to them talk and they were saying like, you know, well, they don't accept me. And I'm just like, well, have you tried accepting them first? Cause it's like, if you don't accept them either, then it's like, it's not really no point regardless. I'm describing to them like, well, you know, we're all different as black people. Black people are not all just one way. But when I came back home, I was like thinking and I had to kind of ask myself, number one, I was just like, well, if everybody's a mirror, what am I supposed to be getting from this conversation?
Like, accept yourself.
And like, why am I so triggered by it? Because it was bothering me. Not only the fact that it's like, yes, I understand not to discredit their experience, but when I told them that they sounded like, I said to them, I was like, you sound like one of them black men who be saying that they don't like black women because da 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 da. And that shit pisses me off. Sorry, guys. That pisses me off. So I told them that and they just like kind of laughed and was like, well, this is me just talking from my experience. And I was asking myself, why do I keep getting triggered by this type of thing so often and so much? Like, it burns me up inside. And the question that came up was, well, why does it matter if somebody else accepts you? Like, if you don't accept yourself? Like, wait, I'm gonna rephrase that. The question was, why does it matter if somebody else does or does not accept you if you accept yourself? And then I had to ask myself, do I accept myself? Like, as I am. So my question is, do you guys feel like it matters if other people accept you? I know we talked about this stuff previously in reference to like our art and stuff like that, but just like generally in life at this big age, do you feel like it matters if other people accept you for who you are?
I say it does matter because it's one of our needs in community. So if you don't feel accepted, you're not going to want to be a part of, like, you're not going to want to go somewhere where you're not accepted or not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is important to find people that accept you for who you are.
Okay, what's your thought?
I think it would be nice. I don't think you need it. I don't think you need other people to accept you to be a part of a community. I think if you accept yourself first, people will naturally accept you. But I don't think it needs to be. I don't think you need them to accept you in order to accept yourself. I know that's not really the question, but I don't think you need it.
Okay, I feel like for me, I personally feel like we spend so much time seeking outward approval that we don't take the time to accept ourselves. Personally, at this age, it doesn't matter to me if you accept me as long as I accept me.
Yeah, that's, I feel like that's different than the actual question that you asked.
I asked, do you feel like it's important for other people to accept you?
Yeah, but the ending part makes it a completely different question. the if once you add the acceptance of yourself, mm-hmm. that makes it a completely different question.
Isn't that what she asked the first time? What was different?
The question that she asked was just the first part. Do you think it's important for people to accept you at this big old age, or at the age that we at now? Do you think it's important for people to accept you?
Yeah, I just stopped it there. Question mark.
But once you add the ending piece of acceptance of yourself, I feel like that makes it a different question.
I don't feel like it makes it a different question. I feel like it might make your answer different, though. But I asked the first part intentionally. Mm-hmm. Because the first part was, do you feel like it's important to be accepted? I don't feel mm-hmm. like it's, at this age, after having my experiences in life, I don't feel like it's important that others accept me.
All right, so now I have a question. Mm-hmm. Since both of y'all don't think it's important. So if you go throughout your entire life not being accepted, how would you feel? Or how do you think you would feel? How would that make you feel?
Oh, no. I feel like that would... if you go throughout your entire life not being accepted, I think that it would probably make you feel bad. But I think that the key part of it is when you stop seeking the approval of others is when you start to accept yourself. And then you start to realize, like, oh, I didn't need your acceptance. I needed my acceptance. Like, it's cool that you like me, but the fact that you like me doesn't matter more than the fact that I like me.
Yeah. I agree also to just to answer your question, how I would feel. To be honest, I think after a while, I wouldn't care. Like, I think initially it would suck, but like, here's a better question. Are people treating me badly because they don't accept me? Or are people just like, I'm just not going to accept what you do. Like, are they leaving me alone? Or is it like, people are like treating me negatively because they don't accept me?
That's a good question.
I would say they're leaving you alone.
I think it would be fine. I'm not going to say fine. I think I would be okay. I think that wouldn't be a fun experience. I think being a part of a group helps us a lot, but I also don't know if you need the full acceptance of a group anyway, or I don't know if you ever get full acceptance from most people. Like, most people, I think a lot of the acceptance is conditional, so it depends on what you're doing. Like, I accept you so long as you're doing X, Y, and Z. If you're not doing those things, I don't accept you. So I don't really know if we get external acceptance, like 100%, almost like unconditional love, but I don't know if we get it to 100%, but I think the most important thing is always going to be how we feel about us, because at the end of the day, if I accept me good and bad, everybody else is just going to be a mirror anyway. So they're just going to reflect what I'm feeling on the inside.
Do you believe that not being accepted for so long would have an effect on how you feel about yourself?
I think it can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it absolutely can. Yeah.
I think it definitely will. Have an effect. I just also want to say that this was not the direction that I was going. Not That's the fine. Direction. But yeah, I do think that it will change how you perceive yourself, or even like how you determine like your worth and stuff like that. Just because a lot of times when you aren't accepted, you start to feel like, well, what's wrong with me? Or what did I do wrong? I think that the way that we grow up also determines that thought process as well. Because for some people, it might be okay because what they were instilled when they were kids, like what their parents instilled in them, might have been that mentality of like, you don't need anybody else to accept you. You're great as you are. Versus other people might not have gotten that. And they might be constantly looking outward for acceptance.
To that point, if your family instilling you at a young age that you don't need anybody else's validation or acceptance, I would say a lot of times those people are typically accepted by somebody. because they already have a sense of self-worth and they already see themselves as valuable. So if you look at, like how y'all saying, everything is a mirror. If you look at yourself a certain way, life and the people in life are going to look at you that same way.
But I think that the thing is, like, when you think about life and the world and people that you encounter, a lot of times when you feel like you're being rejected or that you somebody's not accepting you for something, or like when you feel like you're completely alone and nobody accepts you or da da da, a lot of times there are still people who have accepted you. Mm-hmm. You just discounted it, maybe because it was family, or maybe because you just looking the other way and you're focused on the people that didn't accept you. So I feel like even still, you might feel alone, but there are still likely, because I don't know everybody's experience, but more than likely there have still been people along the way that have accepted you.
I feel like it's a thing of the people that you want acceptance from doesn't accept you.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced that. I also recognize that the acceptance that I'm looking for from them is, it all comes from me, right? So even when it comes to me, like, I want to feel accepted. I want to feel a certain way because of the way, like, them accepting me makes me feel a certain way about myself. Mm-hmm. And it's all really about how you make, so if you can get to the feeling by yourself, you don't need them, but they just happen to be a great vessel for you to get a chance to see what outside validation feels like. Because most of the time, if you're just with yourself, because if you're just sitting with yourself, you don't have to ask if you accept yourself. Most times, you don't. If you're just sitting with yourself.
I had to ask the question.
Yeah. Most times I find that you don't have to ask yourself, hey, do I accept myself? You're just living. You're in a constant state of acceptance because you're doing certain things. And it isn't until you're brought in front of somebody else where maybe they didn't give the reaction that you wanted. Now you have to question, like, dang, am I accepted? Do people not like me for me? All of this stuff, which is still funny because you're looking for a validation or somebody to, like, to confirm your value. But if you confirm it first, they'll
reconfirm it.
Yeah. So instead of us being like, hey, if I do this thing, I'm valuable. Like, that's not necessarily, I don't think, helpful in the long run. I think a lot of, at least American culture, is set up so that we get acceptance from other people, and that means that we're, everything is good.
But we got to show people how to treat us, like show the world how to treat us. I found out through personal experience how I feel about myself. That's how other people feel about me, like in whatever moment. So if I do something, I'm like, ah, that's kind of weird. 9 times out of 10, they might think that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Or if I don't like myself, I don't like what I look like or whatever. Now I'm subconscious of blah, blah, of, I was about to say blah, 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 of how they might perceive me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I might love my outfit. Y'all might be like, yeah, you ain't, I think you need to go change. But I love this outfit so much, and I see myself, I view myself in such high regard that you can't tell me my outfit not fire because I love what I look like. I might go back and be like, that wasn't my best. That wasn't my best work. But in this moment, we're going to have an amazing time mm-hmm. because I feel amazing about myself. And
even to that point, yesterday I was telling Damani, I don't know. Okay, I had an outfit in mind that I thought I walked out the house in.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Or work.
And then when I got to work, I'm like, why one shoe feel looser than the other?
You had 2 different shoes?
No, I didn't have on 2 different shoes, but I had on 2 different socks. Or so work. I had on like a Christmas sock that was like thicker and longer, and then I had on this thin ankle sock. Mm. And I was like, I thought I changed my socks before I left. Then I'm sitting there, and I sit down, I'm wearing pants that they're not the pants that I thought I put on. Mm-hmm. So you can see my ankles when I sit down. So mm-hmm. you see that I got on 2 different socks. And I just started spiraling, like, in self-consciousness of, like, just like, oh my gosh, like, oh, I probably look crazy. The belt not sitting how I was supposed to sit. Like, yeah. And then, like, it was just a lot of things. And then I just had to kind of just check myself and be like, ain't nobody looking at you. Like, you look great regardless. You showed up. They lucky you here. They lucky you here because you almost stayed in bed. So, like, even just that, like, I had to approve of myself. Yeah. Because I was about to go through, and I was like, why do I feel, like, super insecure? And I was wearing a jacket that I hadn't worn since college. And I was like, oh, I need to sage this. This got insecurities all over it.
I was going to say, and even when you think about it, look at how you, look at how the self, the insecurities sound, right? It's never, oh man, like I feel like I look like, I feel like I look crazy. It's usually like, I hope I don't look crazy to them, because I know how I'm going to feel if I look crazy right in front of these. And it's like, it's in your head, you're creating a whole, like you're imagining people looking at you. And saying things about you that they've never said or imagined. So you just had, and now you're having a whole internal reaction to this imagined scenario that somebody's gonna be like, "Hey, yo, mismatched socks. I see you." And it's like nobody came up to you, did that. Nobody said nothing.
And I wear mismatched socks all the time.
Nobody. It's trauma.
It's trauma though.
Yeah, and I learned a lot of our decision making comes from that place, mm-hmm. right? You're getting ready to make a decision. And before you make the decision, you have imagined three people that would say something to you, or maybe your family, maybe your father, your best friend, whoever. And you're imagining them saying something, and like, all right, well, what would they say? Oh, I don't want them to have to say blah blah. And it's like, they're not here. And the whole thing is literally about you, and it's about how you feel about you. Mm-hmm. So if you approve of yourself, then it doesn't matter if somebody else doesn't approve of you. I approve of me.
I literally had to say the affirmation, I love and approve of myself just as I am. And I said it to myself like three times. And then I was like, okay, cool. Because like, it really doesn't matter. I don't work at the type of job that like anybody gets. Well, some people get dressed up, but like, it's all dusty in there. So like, I'm not about to get all super dressed up and stuff if I don't feel like it. So no. It's just like, I rolled out of bed. If somebody got something to say about my Christmas sock, hey, at least I made it in safely. Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
Yeah. And I was going to say, I got 2 points to that. Because one, if you know you have two different socks on and somebody's like, hey, yo, you got two different socks on, what is there to be embarrassed about other than them pointing out you have two different socks on, right?
It's just like, I know.
You know?
And who's looking at your ankles while you sitting?
Yeah. And just showing how much stuff we imagine. But the other thing I was going to say was, right, if I walk in there mm-hmm. and I got two different socks on, until you say something, I never hear any of the stuff that you're saying in your head. So if I look crazy, I can't hear it.
Because ain't nobody
I can't hear
say
nothing you saying. So, and I may be like, oh, dang, they're looking at me a little crazy, right? But I can't confirm that until you tell me.
I can't even guarantee that you're actually looking at me. You might be cross-eyed.
That's 9 times out of 10, people not going to say anything. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, people not going to say something. It's just like if you got a booger in your nose.
They just be letting that rock.
They gonna have a whole conversation with you, with the booger in your nose, and then you go to the bathroom like, "So I've been," or like you got something in your teeth. Mm-hmm. You'll be smiling, and they look, they see it.
They don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. They don't offer you no flaws. They don't tell you to rinse with no water. They just all right.
Not no water.
No wall.
Different.
But you took over the conversation, so I thought you had more questions.
All I said was they not going to say nothing.
No, I'm talking about from...
Oh, we in agreement.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And we added the last piece of the question. The second half of the question.
Oh, man. So, what was you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if I would just answer the first half, I do know that for us, we feel... I think for all of us, there's a want to be accepted by everybody. But I also think that's like a tribal thing. Like if you're not, mm-hmm. if you're not accepted by the group and you be cast out, nah. So, you know, that's a little, you know, it makes sense. You know, it's trauma attached to it.
Yeah.
But in today's society, if you don't like me, all right, well.
Somebody like me. And that somebody is me.
I think you got to get to that point, though.
I do think... Like, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you got to get to the point of having self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you go through life by yourself, even if you had to spend a year by yourself, nobody, people was in COVID, feeling like nobody checked up on them. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, we on a lockdown. Mm-hmm. Then I don't got no problem with you, just on a lockdown.
I can't come see
you. Yeah, but if you spent time alone, because now it's just you and your thoughts, and if you don't have anybody to go to. You don't have a group of people. You don't have, like, a tribe, like you just said, a community. I feel like that's necessary. If you spend your entire life alone, you won't want to be here.
I agree. But I do think that it depends also, like, I don't know. Because there's a difference between being alone and being lonely, right? And... even though you might have felt lonely, you might not have been alone. Like, you might have been within some sort of tribe. And I think it also depends on, like, what type of acceptance you're looking for and what type of validation you're looking for. So, like, what you were saying about people looking for... I can't remember, but like some type of confirmation, like even going back to the original scenario of like you want to be accepted by this group of people might been a thing of what does this acceptance mean to you? That's what I'm trying to say. What does this moment of validation or this moment of acceptance from these specific people, what does that mean for you? So, like, going back to the original scenario, it might have validated the fact that, yes, you are black enough, right? Or, like, maybe you didn't feel like people considered you to be black because you weren't this type of black. And it's like, you have to just decide sometimes that I am this thing. Like, I am black enough. I am woman enough. I am me enough. In whatever scenario I'm in, I may not look like this other thing that I keep seeing, but I know who I am. And it does take time to get to that, but I do think that a key part of, I guess, looking for whatever approval and also approving of yourself is figuring out what are you getting from this validation.
I will also say a key part, I agree with what you said, but I also would say that a key part is understanding how you're showing up. Mm-hmm. So if we're sticking on the blackness conversation, like how were you showing up? Were you showing up as yourself, or were you showing up in a way where you think this is what would be accepted?
Mm. Or are you showing up in a non-accepting way yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I think both. Go ahead, you finish.
Oh, saying. I was done.
Oh. Yeah, I was gonna say, I think both of those things are huge when it comes to just the idea of acceptance. And I think people can kind of get a really good sense when you're trying to do things to please them. So when people feel like this is, you're only doing this because you think this is what I want from you, even if we don't say it, I think we all feel it. And we're just kind of like, I don't really want to be around that kind of energy. And I think it goes down to, even when you're kids, I also think, so I think it is something that you learn, but I also think it's something that you know initially. Like, you know, the essence of you knows it, you feel it initially, and then you get presented with other people, and then eventually you don't know that you know. Mm-hmm. And then you go through this whole period of like, all right, well, I feel like I need this person to accept me. If this person accepts me, then I'll be able to accept me. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying. It's like, all right, if my dad accepts me, I'll be able to finally say that I'm worth this or whatever it is. And then eventually you get back to a place that's like, you know, I never needed that. I just wanted that.
Right.
Like, I already had that, and I was just giving him the power to tell me whether or not I was valuable. But the power is always with you. So getting to that space takes time. And it's funny because a part of me wanted to be like, if we don't mess with kids at a certain age, they would kind of just carry that on, but I don't know how you not how you don't how you don't mess with them in that regard. Like that's tough because everything that we do when it comes to kids, like they, the kid first starts walking, the first thing we do is yeah, and then eventually I think we talked about that before, but that it was the one
arms out backpedaling. Trying to see my son walk.
But yeah. But it was the idea that when you were younger and you did something that was you did something that was good, people clap for you, and then eventually people just stop clapping for you, but you never replace the feeling of
the clapping.
Yeah. So like we're ended up being big kids that are still looking for somebody to be like, great job, you did that, great job. And it's like, it has to be from you.
I think it's because even as children, like as you're growing up, you're not taught to celebrate yourself. So we don't really get taught to celebrate ourselves or look at the small things until we're older, we're healing, we've been spiraling, and we're trying to find, like you're trying to find the answers to what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I work and not celebrate anything that I do? Why do I keep wanting more and disregard all the achievements that I've ever accomplished thus far? So I feel like it's a thing of, to your point about not messing with kids, I don't think it's a thing of not messing with the kids, because that builds character. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be the man I am today without y'all. But I feel like it's also a thing of, even if you tearing somebody down, it shouldn't be just to tear them down. Or if you mess with somebody, it shouldn't be just to mess with them. You should also build them back up. So teach them. The family is going to be the family, regardless. Mm-hmm. The family going to be the family. You're not always going to agree. You're going to see things differently. But gems should always be instilled into the kids. It should be actual conversation with the kids, not just because I said so type of thing. It's like, nah, this is, just like an actual relationship bonding and like, just some good quality teachings, lessons, but the parents and adults need to know this stuff as well in order to pass it down to the kids. But that's why we're here, millennials. Best generation to ever do it.
Fact.
You about to say something?
You can go ahead.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I think what I'm going to say might change after you speak.
So, I was going to say, I do agree with that. I also think it's not completely that we don't celebrate the small things. I think a big part of acceptance is accepting all of you, which is really the main thing, right? So even the parts that we don't like. And I think when you're younger, you're only celebrated for doing a specific set of things. And I think when you get older, you have to accept the parts that even the parts that you don't really like. So there's parts that you don't like about yourself, maybe because somebody told you were lazy when you were a kid, maybe somebody told you you were lazy, whatever it was. And you're not willing to accept it because of the years of like, hey, I have to do this kind of thing to get recognition, as opposed to being like, I don't love this thing that I do, but I accept this thing. And I think when we talk about acceptance, it's not just for doing great work. It's also for the parts of you that you need to work on.
Yeah. I was saying celebrate, though.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying. I think it's not, we do celebrate the specific behavior. You're right in that. We do celebrate specific behavior. I just think that we should also celebrate, and it sounds weird to say celebrate the parts that's not good, but celebrate the parts of you that you're working on. Because it's like, all right, you didn't, it puts a different spin on your failures or the things that you're not good at the moment, or the things that's like, all right, you're not. Like, you telling stories. You have a great imagination. I just wish you would use that in a different way. Like, that kind of thing, you know?
Celebrating the blessings and the lessons. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, I think that... Well, our parents didn't do that. And their parents didn't really do that. So, that's something that I know... I feel like our generation, that's something that we're learning at a younger age than our parents learned. Mm-hmm. I think that our parents are just now learning it. And that's also why we be parenting our parents at this age too, because it's certain aspects of like mental health and different things that we have the privilege of focusing on that they didn't have the privilege to focus on, like to spend time on. So then when it comes to celebrating the wins, or celebrating the fullness of all the experiences within life, like I be making a flyer all the time. I be telling mom, all right, cool, I'm gonna make a flyer for this. She be like, we don't need no flyer. Yes, we do. Okay, I know it's only gonna be two of us at this brunch, but we can celebrate that, and that just makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a thing where I think that's something that for them, for the older generations, a lot of times they see it as a waste of time rather than seeing it as a tool, or they're just starting to see it as a tool and why it's important versus us, where it's like, well, we done been through so much. Mm-hmm. I need to celebrate something. Like, I just need to celebrate something. But I do agree, after a certain age, a lot of the pause, the celebrations, it stops. Even when you think about getting good grades, we spend 12, well, if you go to college, maybe 16 years of your life in school getting applauded for getting good grades, being on the dean's list, honor roll, perfect attendance, all that stuff. And then when you start working, they don't be applauding you for that.
And I feel like that is because, not the whole applauding thing, but like the 16 years. Basically, the society, like the way people being groomed to like just work for the rest of their lives, because we are like humans operate off habits. Mm-hmm. So if all you know is go to school and follow these specific instructions, do this, I'm here for 8 hours. Like, it's a schedule. So once you get into the real world and you like, this don't make no sense, nothing about this is normal, it's very, it seems a lot more difficult to break free, because the habit of me coming into this structure every day for 8 hours with people I know, these are my people, it's hard to break that habit and be free like a butterfly.
But then even still, like, at least give me, you know, let's get an applause for that, you know, that I'm here. You I made adult it. Now. No,
but
give me an applause.
That's why you need your community. That's why you need to be accepted.
But
so you and your people could break free together.
Well, I understand that. But it's also a thing of, like, I think that's why it's important to accept yourself first. Because, like I was saying initially, we spend so much of our time looking for that outside approval. I was literally just saying just now, like, can y'all still clap that I made it to work? Like, you know? And it's like, well, I can clap for myself. And although it might not seem as grandiose, or like I might not get a certificate for clapping for myself, but I can make one. But anyways, but we spend a lot of time seeking that outside approval, and a lot of the freedom that we are searching for, the freedom that we want to feel, the emotional aspect that's attached to that approval, if we just gave it to ourselves, we would feel that times 10. And then what we would attract would be the people who approve, well, the people who like us and accept us for who we are, but also want to celebrate us, and we want to celebrate them, and, like, you know, that type of thing. Because we be, like we mentioned before, a lot of times we're looking for approval from people that that just they don't accept us. But we got people over here that accept us. We looking to the left. It's people sitting over on the right, like, hey, we've been here the whole time. We just waiting for you, like, type of thing. And I don't know if that's like a human, just like a human nature thing of looking the opposite way. like wanting things that you don't necessarily have, or wanting people that you don't necessarily have, or if that's just conditioning. But I think that also goes with the celebration. Like, you can still want more, but also celebrate who you have here and who has accepted you now and stuff like that.
Yeah. I also think that what helps that, at least for me, is me separating the thing that I did from who I am.
Mm.
And a lot of it I've noticed is you did a good thing, so you're good. Mm. You did a bad thing, so you're bad. And when you live your life like that, then anytime you do successive bad things, you feel like a bad individual. But it's like, nah, you did something that you maybe you weren't proud of. That doesn't mean that you can't be proud of you. It's just a lot of the stuff that we've been doing has always been like, all right, in school, you get good grades, cool. You're doing good. You're doing good. If you're not getting good grades, why are you not being good in school? What's going on with you? Mm-hmm. And it's like that. We start making the deed, attaching the deed to the person. And it's like, you're not bad. The thing that you're doing isn't the best for you. And I would love for you to do that. But I have to separate my self-worth from the things that I do.
This is called something. I learned about this in my people pleasing course. It's like, it's an actual like framework of like people pleasing. It's one of the models. It's like three different models. But you go ahead and I'm gonna look for what it is.
I was just gonna say, to that point, about things being considered good or bad.
Mm.
I feel like the metric that we weigh the stuff on is a terrible metric. So a lot of this stuff being good or bad, it's not for the betterment of the person doing the deed. Mm. It's to fit in like society.
Yeah. So
it's to like just be, it's so you can just fit in and get along. Like me getting good grades is not going to allow me to be able to go out and sell and live my life how I want to live. Me getting good grades is not going to teach me how to write checks or even had a book a flight to go to another country. Like, me getting good grades isn't going to help me learn how to speak another language. You have to actually get out and do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm just in a box. And that's, for me, that's what social media be doing. Like, I had a mindset I could just make it on here. It's a lot of life to live outside. So, like, you could do whatever on social media, but you still got to make sure that you live life outside. That's what I had to tell myself. Mm-hmm. You go ahead.
I never thought about that. I probably have. But I didn't look at it like that.
Go ahead. Yeah, you already got your point. You're good.
I was just going to say it's the behavior cycle that I'm thinking of is called lauding. It's the lauding cycle. So you're lauded for certain behaviors. You feel rewarded, so you repeat.
Laud.
You feel rewarded, so you repeat behaviors that you are rewarded for. So when we talked about, well, even what you were just talking about, where you're doing things to fit into society, like getting the good grades, I feel rewarded every time I get good grades. A couple episodes, we were just talking about how I used to get donuts whenever whenever I would get good grades. But it's the whole thing of the external validation, and it's a form of people-pleasing. And it says it can put you in the idea that you have to achieve in order to have a sense of self-worth, which takes us back to the self-esteem. If you feel like you're worth nothing if you don't achieve this thing, then that lowers your self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Oh my gosh.
I eat these children for breakfast. I'm a warrior. I'm a lion. My bad. Go ahead.
And it's...
I'm a kangaroo. All right, go ahead.
It says, though, these are my notes, so I don't know why it says. I don't know if these were verbatim or not, but it says this is like, it becomes a binding belief. So that is the belief that binds you to something that doesn't work for you anymore. So the belief that I should be applauded for coming to work because I was applauded for getting straight A's, it's something that doesn't work for me anymore. That wouldn't even help me get to work.
And I was going to say to that point, it's kind of impossible for other people to give you that validation about you coming to work because nobody knows that you didn't want to come to work. Nobody knows that you almost called out. Nobody, like, nobody knows what happened before you walked in here. So it's like, you're the only person that know that when you first woke up, the first thing you did was acknowledge your consciousness. So, like, they don't know all the things that you did before you got here. Like, even when I be going to work, people be wondering why I be tired. And I be like, I don't sleep as much as I should. But it's like, I go to sleep at 1. Ideally, I start my day at 5. Word. Why are you getting up so early? I have to get stuff done for myself before I come in here. I was like, why didn't you pick the earliest shift?
Because I might flip a table.
Because me waking up and going straight here,
yeah,
it's not good for my mental. It's not good for my sanity. Ain't no talks on the walk.
Because the sun won't be shining.
It's just going to be complaining.
I mean, it will be shining, but yeah, it's not going to be shining in the direction that he normally shines. It's
going to be setting.
Yeah. And I also think, to your point, it's just, I think it's just so funny just when you were talking about the, you're getting validation for doing things other people want you to do, right? And even that is setting you up so that you can be accepted by a large majority of people. So the whole point is so that, hey, I need you to be able to sit here for 8 hours and act like a respectable human being and do these things for a certain amount of time so that you're not isolated and so that you don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. I think everybody means well when they do it, but in essence, it's teaching you to not accept yourself if other people don't accept you.
Yeah, it's like they domesticating, like it's like domesticated animals. So I'm thinking about how people be training dogs. They don't let the dog just be free and be a dog. It's like, nah, you have to do this. You got to sit still. Like, it's like, we weren't created to just be confined or do things a certain way. Like, everybody got their own brain, which means it's multiple ways to do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can go ahead. I was going to go on a tangent.
Go ahead.
You good? I'm good.
Okay. I was just going to say that even going back to, like, the lauding cycle of
cool, laud.
Doing things, like, the belief that you still doing this thing is going to bring you a benefit even though it doesn't serve you anymore. I think we could even go with the way that as, like, creatives, or just people in general, when we're looking to do something outside of work, like how we structure our days, like we still operate as adults in the structure of like how we were in school, not even in college. Because in college, you could like your classes is in different spots. Maybe you got an 8 a.m. Maybe then you got a 12 o'clock. You could take a nap in between. But like the 12 years of school that we did, where we were in school for 8 hours. Then now we're in work for 8 hours. But as creatives, like you said, everybody's different. Everybody has a different path. We have a different way of working. We have a different schedule for like our bodies and different things like that. We're still in the same cycle that doesn't necessarily work for us. And I think that's why a lot of people, this is kind of getting off of acceptance, but I think that that's probably why a lot of people are probably struggling in the world, or at least in this country.
I would say it's because our most impressionable years, like, that's when we're
in school for eight hours.
Yeah. Or then you might be in school for 8 hours and then you got after school. Or you're in school for 8 hours and then sports becomes your after school because you got practice.
But even then, it's like you got, let's say you love the sport that you're playing. You're only spending like 1 to 2 hours doing the thing for you. And you're spending 8 hours doing a thing for the government. And, like, when you look at it like that, like, that's how... So then in adulthood, you try to do the same thing in some way, whether you start working before you go to work or you are trying to figure out how to work after work. It's, like, a similar structure in your mind. And now I'm just like, I need to break free of that.
And I was thinking, as you was talking, the structure of school and stuff. It's a great structure on how to like actually get stuff done if you're doing the thing that you actually want to do. 8 hours is enough time to do anything. Mm-hmm. So like 8 focused hours, it's more than enough time to do anything. I'll be getting stuff done in one. So like you give me 8 hours to do the thing that I want to do, and I still get a lunch, I get recess, I still have gym, like all this time to play. Mm-hmm. So if you take that away, now I might be at 5 hours. 5 hours of focused work, yeah. And I still get to see my friends after school. Mm-hmm. Like after I get out of doing the work, I get to play with my acceptance. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna bring this back to acceptance, and then y'all can take it wherever. But it's important to be accepted. That's good for the mental. But the easiest way to be accepted by others is to be yourself. Show up as you. Don't try to change or don't try to show up. Don't show up to be accepted. Just show up to show up. Show up because you're supposed to be here, because you want to be here, and do the things that you actually want to do. And then the people that accept you are going to accept you for who you are, because they are interested in the same things you're interested in, because it's over 1 billion people in this world. And you trying to tell me out of 1 billion people, nobody like you?
Yeah, I mean, but I also think that out of the 1 billion people, out of the 7 billion people, we're trying to go for 7 billion out of 7 billion people to like us.
Right.
And it's like, if I lived 3 lifetimes, I wouldn't be able to meet everybody and for long enough for them to like me.
Yeah, I don't even like
for them to know me.
That.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly.
So like, so, I need y'all like me, but I don't gotta like y'all.
Yeah, and like, and what I was gonna say, I had 2 things. One to the one of them is escaping me. Oh yeah, in terms of the acceptance. It's super imperative for you to show up as you, because people can accept you for a version of you that you don't want, that you don't like. Mm-hmm. So if they accept you for the version that you don't like, you're showing up every day as a person, and you don't like you, but everybody else likes you. And so now I don't know if that's worse or better for people. I'd much rather.
I would say it's worse.
Yeah, I mean, but for some people, again, I can't speak for everybody. Some people might be like, I'd rather me not like me than other people not like me, which is crazy. But that's how we operate.
I think a lot of people think like that.
To be honest, I think most of us.
That's why I did the healing.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Everything else easy.
I think most of us, for a long time, have been operating like it's okay if I don't like me. Everybody else needs to like me.
But that go back to the standard that's set. Like when you little, you walk. Everybody likes that I walk. Mm-hmm. I might not like walking. like it might be a thing. I didn't want to learn to walk.
I want you to pick me up.
I was gonna say I want to be a fish.
Yeah. that's okay. That's one of the options. You can be anything in your mind. Never mind. And the other thing I was gonna say was, when it comes to all of the kind of schooling that we went through, the 12 years. I felt, in terms of the scheduling, I felt the most free when I was at college, because I made my schedule ahead of time, and there was so much wiggle room. And it's like, I don't think any of us, let's put it this, no one is focusing for 8 hours straight on anything. Let's just keep it a buck. Nobody's doing it, like, at all. Not on one single topic, not on one single subject. Like, our minds naturally move. So even if you get a good solid 2 to 3 hours on something, and then you're able to kind of like take a break. Like our brains, something I learned is our brains learn during the times when you're not doing the thing, right? So you're in the middle of, let's say you're sewing, you're not getting it right. Your brain needs time for you to step away so that it can remember what to do, because when you're doing it, it can't remember because you're doing it. Yeah. So in the same way, I think like college was probably the closest to a more natural schedule to me than the 8 hours, the traditional, hey, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to get my lunch at this time. It's like, nah, how do you want to set the schedule up? Okay, these are the classes that you have to take. And within this time frame, you got to figure out when you're going to take these classes. And I think it operated a lot better like that for me.
Mine was different because I had practice. So, and my first semester, my dad was with me when I was setting my classes. He a morning person. Mm-hmm. He get up at 4 to go to work. Mm-hmm. So he like, yeah, you're going to have practice. So you might as well just go to class after practice, get it done early. The counselor was telling me that too. Rest in peace, Mr. Readers. Mm-hmm. But so my schedule was, 9 times out of 10, I had 5:30 practice, and then I had an 8 o'clock. Now, between the 5:30 practice and the 8 o'clock, now I gotta choose: do I shower or do I go eat breakfast? 9 times out of 10, I'm going to shower, cause I tried to go to class stinky in a suit. It's not for me. It's not. I don't want to be that person. So we not doing that. So I'm gonna go shower. I might eat a bowl of fruit or something, maybe like a Pop-Tart or some type of finger food. But like, my schedule was done. The latest class I might have had was at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I wasn't doing no nighttime classes. Mm-hmm.
I did have a nighttime class one time.
I did too. I had two. It went to, what was it, like 5 to 7 or something.
Yeah. Some people was having 4-hour classes. It was like once a week though. But.
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah, that's what we had.
I did gospel choir because I needed another performance credit, mm-hmm. and those was at night. So, but yeah, for college, I had some 8 a.m.s. I decided to be a regular student, so no sports mm-hmm. for me. But yeah, I had an 8 a.m. and then my 8 a.m. I think was Spanish.
Mine was math. So, I was failing till they sent me that calculator. I'm glad in college the grades be weighted. Like, if everybody failing, because I'm not the dumbest person. Like, I'm not gonna have the lowest grade. I would not allow myself to have the lowest grade. So I ended with a B.
Honestly, I had a calculus class that everybody was failing, and everybody always was failing this class. And in college, it's different. If everybody failed in the class, it's the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
So the teacher could lose their job. So what he would do is, like, he would give extra credit. I was in tutoring and everything. Mm-hmm. My grade was, I think I had a D at first. And, like, basically for the people that he saw showing effort and stuff like that, he wound up curving their grade. Because right before the final, he had, like, a two-night, like,
study session
in the library. And if you came, you automatically got extra credit. I was there early, okay? Because I'm like, I cannot fail this class. First of all, they wouldn't let me take anything lower because my dumb behind decided to use my pre-calc notes to take the placement test. Because I was like, if I do good, then I could just pick whatever class.
Yeah, no, I did the complete opposite. I showed up as me. Showed up as myself. I said, all right, let's see what I can.
I said,
let me see what I can remember. Man, they put me back in, what was it?
Algebra?
Finite?
It was pretty much like, some kind, it was like Algebra 2 or something. I was like, oh, this is easy. Oh, I'm like, I remember, this is all algebra is you memorizing patterns. Just,
right.
Do, find X, find Y. All right. Psst.
I was so I'm mad.
Finished math in like half a semester. I was like, this is easy.
I was doing some of his work because I was bored. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I could do this. I actually liked algebra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here failing calculus.
I like geometry. It was just shapes.
I couldn't do it. I
hated geometry.
Give me a little slope.
It was too much theory. Like, why wasn't that? We theorizing. What is this?
Use your mind. Use your mind's eye.
Nah, I'm cool. I like to be able to see the pattern before me.
But you got to see the pattern before you see the pattern. Come on now. The law! Couldn't get through an episode until we said that. All right, thanks for showing up to the panel.
That's all we got, you know.
I was just going to say. Never mind, actually. Oh, man. In conclusion, do y'all accept yourselves as you are right now?
Yeah, I feel more accepted by others when I accept myself first, because I just be showing up and they'd be like, that was me.
What about you?
Yeah, I definitely accept myself now.
I've finally come to the place where I'm also accepting the bad parts. Before, I used to be like, yeah, I'm gonna just acknowledge the good stuff. We're not gonna talk about the bad stuff. He'd be like, nah, you got a bad habit of doing this. All right, well, I'm gonna get it together.
And we're gonna celebrate while watching this movie.
Come on.
Come on. I was like, man, I'm tired, man. Let me put on this movie. I tried to watch a cartoon. I was like, man, it's trash right now. Yeah, I can't do this. Yeah. I need some action. Need some hear some gunshots. Yep. Some acting. I don't want to hear real gunshots, but in a movie.
Yeah. See, in that moment, I learned about myself. I was like, you know, I wasn't ready to watch a movie right now. I was like, because I done sat here and watched this whole movie. This man, like, but you about to turn this off? Like, you okay if I turn this off? I'm like, you know, we got like 20 minutes. I'm not going to finish watching it. I finished watching the whole movie. Yes, I did. And I'm sitting there like, I didn't need to watch that movie. I knew this man was going to leave. But anyway, I accept myself, all of myself, and I'm grateful for it.
Okay.
What about you? Do you finally accept yourself for you?
Mm. I do.
Just me, Shakoya D.
I accept myself for me. Even on the days where I leave the house wearing clothes that I did not intend.
Amen.
Because, like you, I do feel, I feel more accepted in the world. I just, when I accept myself, my days are better. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel a lot better. I don't care whether you accept me or not because I'm here as me. I'm not here as, like, the representative. I'm not here to impress you. And I'm not here to be perfect. Like, I'm here to be me. And that's something that I'm living mm-hmm. by now. Oh, and another thing is, I am less judgmental of other people when I just simply accept myself and not judge me. So when you talk about, like, the bad habits and all that stuff, like, I'm not judging myself for whatever bad habits that I have. I'm accepting that, okay, I do have this habit that I would like to release. So let's figure out how to release it. And I'm not beating myself up about having this bad habit or sitting down and watching this movie or this TV show and da 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 da. Because I recognize, like, I don't know. I know how habits work now. So, and it doesn't make me a bad person. I recognize that. So the more accepting I am of me, the more accepting I am of the world, the blessings around me, the people around me. And I feel like they accept me more. And I be sitting there like, y'all like me? Because I ain't know. I ain't really know, but I also didn't care, so I didn't think about it. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. That's usually what happens. Like, the more I accept myself as I go out into the world, like, I'm not even actually thinking about whether or not people like me at all or thinking about me. I'm really just living and interacting with people. I'm like, wow. And they're like, oh, you like me as a person?
Right.
I'm like, really? I didn't know I was. I mean, I'm pretty lovable, so I can understand that.
Right, I get it now.
Thank you. You know, that's cool. I like you too, and it go from there. You know.
Yeah, or you're okay.
Yeah, you know, that happens too. No, but I accept you for who you are, even if you are just okay.
That's the thing, though. Like, in those moments, in whatever conversations and stuff, I can sit there and be like, I accept you for who you are. I might not have to like it, but I do accept you for who you are. Like, I'm not here to try to change you or anything. I accept that you showed me who you are. I accept that. And either, you know, we cool, or I'm going to head the other way. You know? But thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bad Mind Breezing to the Ear.
Your humble friend, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
Comment below and let us know if you feel like it's important to be accepted by the world. What was the question? If you accept
the Lord, you accept the source as your Lord and Savior.
Comment below and let us know if you accept yourself, number one. And if you do accept yourself, doesn't matter if anybody else accepts you. Do you care? You know, let us know. We really want to hear your perspective. Also, comment hello. Say hi. But also join the Patreon if you want to join in on our conversations, watch these podcasts early, as well as other content that we have for you guys. Definitely join the Patreon. The link is in the description below, as well as all the other things that we have going on. We have music, paintings, arts, content, all of the things, journals. So make sure you click the link in the description and support the gray area, because your support helps us to grow, to bring you better quality content more frequently. And also, we just want to say thank you. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen. We'll see you next week.
Oh. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another J.
Get out of my face.